There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is a Ty Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at 9 this morning. And Wiggy is off to surgery. Back tomorrow, Thursday, we'll talk to Bill O'Brien, the head coach, Boston College football. And Friday, we are headed to Rhode Island. It is a Flex Friday roadshow at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week. Over 500 incredible vehicles that you can see during our show on Friday morning. And we'll be joined by Jay Leno. And I hope that you, Rhode Island, you have asked over and over again, give us another road show. And we're giving you a rare fall road show. And so cannot wait to see every single one of you on Friday morning. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Before we fully move on, I just need Curtis and Shime to know that Greg went above and beyond and had basically an outfit Pinterest board for me to show me the vibes of Thursday evening and Friday morning of what I should be wearing.
Well, you get very worked up over, over what you're going to wear.
And I appreciate that.
We'll have to figure out what Wiggy is going to wear for the Garden Party Mansion event on Thursday. Maybe we can do that when he...
Is it really called the Garden Party?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, Greg, there's an entire episode of The Office where they have a garden party. Jim writes a book about everything you need to have for a garden party, gives it another title, hands it to Dwight, and Dwight does everything Jim asks in the entire episode.
Oh.
It is a great episode.
Curtis, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to wear as well.
I was just going to go with a tank top and no shorts.
No, equestrian chic is really the vibes that I'm seeing.
Equestrian chic?
Yeah.
Courtney is equestrian grandma,
yeah,
which can be dangerous.
What is this, an episode of Bridgerton? What are we doing?
Equestrian chic is the vibe.
That's the vibe.
What are you wearing, Greg?
I will probably wear flip-flops and my normal outfit.
A polo?
Flip-flops, pair of shorts, and some kind of shirt or something.
Not a short vibe.
Huh?
It's not a short vibe.
I don't care what the vibe is. Huh? I mean, maybe I'll throw a pair of jeans on or something like that.
White jeans?
Can I call for a Rick, for the old heads? Rick Nelson. Is it Rick Nelson? Garden Party rejoin at some point this morning, please.
Sure, I can do that.
I call for a restraining order of Game Dog in the Twitch chat?
What's going on?
He literally writes my name 500 times a week.
Huh.
It's a very odd obsession.
That's like New Whaler with me. Can you clarify too, Greg? Because New Whaler at the beginning of the show said like, oh, congrats on being number one in Boston. Not Massachusetts, not New England, just Boston, LOL. That's not...
Well, there's no... The Boston ratings are really the ones that matter.
And it's not just Boston. It's the Boston Metro.
Yeah, it includes most of Massachusetts, the Boston Metro.
Just wanted you to specify.
I don't know if New Whaler... I would like to talk to New Whalers if New Whalers is a radio ratings expert.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he or she would have some important information to share. But it's just 1 week. We'll wait and see what happens. I continue to thank everybody who has embraced this radio show and helped us achieve whatever we can achieve.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. All right,
can we get to the rest of the news?
Yeah, and it's time to talk about Nibby, who is a beaver in Chelmsford, and a Chelmsford Wildlife Rescue Group and its supporters are protesting the decision by Mass Wildlife to release Nibby back into the wild today.
Why?
If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the Chelmsford Wildlife Group is saying that they saved Nibby and put them in a rescue house called New House Wildlife Rescue when she was an orphan baby.
Okay.
She's grown up in this rescue sanctuary, if you will, and they do not believe that Nibby has the skill set to be able to make dams, be able to fetch her own food, etc.
Yes. So this is just like everybody in Gen Z. they don't believe that they have the skill set to survive in the real world because their adoptive parents have done everything for Nibby.
Yeah.
Probably true. I mean, yeah. Isn't that a thing with the animal kingdom? Like, if you take an animal out of the wild, throw it into civilization, then you try to rehabitate it or whatever the word is, it's an issue. So they might be right.
Yeah, we can hear from Jane Newhouse of Newhouse Wildlife Rescue. She spoke to Beezy.
Nibby is going to have to figure it out for the very first time. And with it being October, if Nibby doesn't get it right the first time, I don't think she's going to make it. I shouldn't be working against the state to try and save an animal, especially a keystone species. We should all be working together. We should be on the same team.
Save Nibby.
Let's go.
Yeah.
A keystone species.
Okay.
Yeah. Hurricane Helene has reached a death toll of 128 across six states. Crazy the devastation that you're seeing in North Carolina and Florida.
The entire towns on that mountain in North Carolina that have just been eliminated, destroyed, horrible.
Yeah, Asheville, North Carolina is the mountainous town that has been really hit hard. And there was a bachelorette party that was stranded in their remote cabin on a mountain in Asheville. The girls woke up on Friday to find no power, a tree that had fallen through the roof. The deck was destroyed. They were all able, thankfully, to make it down the mountain, and they were saved by some good Samaritans. Mm. Here is one of the bridesmaids, Gina Costa from Bridgewater on BZ.
Like, I have a pit in my stomach thinking about it because, like, you got to the top of the driveway and you just look right and left and it was just, like, chaos. Like, it was so bad. Like, I was like, we're never getting out of here. It was so bad.
So scary.
Terrifying.
By the way, if you're keeping count, 5 likes. And that's it. Sean, can you replay that? I believe I caught 5 likes in that sentence from The Bachelorette.
Like, I have a pit in my stomach thinking about it because, like, you got to the top of the driveway and you just look right and left and it was just, like, chaos. Like, it was so bad. Like, I was like, we're never getting out of here. It was so bad.
She was nervous.
Glad she's safe.
No, that's so scary.
When
you look at the water and how it's just completely taken over these communities, people are on roofs screaming for help. Yep. It is so scary.
Yes, it is.
Yep. A man at a charity event, did my voice just crack there? In North Texas, spent over $4,000 to get a Taylor Swift signed guitar. He then, on stage, smashed it repeatedly with a hammer. We have the video if you're watching on Twitch, and we also have the audio. That's so dumb. Like, so stupid. I mean, you gave the money, so it's going to a good cause. Good for you. It seems like it had something to do with Taylor Swift supporting Kamala Harris.
Oh, you think so?
Speaking of Taylor Swift, Courtney, it seems people were really quiet after Travis Kelce had a good week this week against the Chargers.
Yep, they were. Well, no, Shine,
well,
you're wrong.
She's out of the picture, though.
No, she is not.
What do you mean? She hasn't gone to 2 games in a row.
Because she starts her tour back up.
This month. A football game is 3 hours.
Yeah, but she's...
She shows up anytime somebody breathes Kansas City Chiefs. Like, she's been gone for 2 games.
They are fine.
Huh?
They are fine.
But, what about the demois that the contract expired the 28th of September?
Curtis, I didn't realize the timing of
so
that.
So you think that they know that this dumb, clearly fake contract that was leaked ended on the 28th... And then they actually followed through with it?
No, I'm just saying a website or a place that you informed me about in the first place is a very interesting spot where things are leaked. So I just thought it was interesting. I'm all for them. I hope they live forever together and have happiness and have 10 kids. Yep. But it is interesting, the timing.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
They're fine.
Is that it on the news?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Coming up at 9, Ty Law will join us on a Ty Tuesday. And we'll get some thoughts from him on the current state of the New England Patriots and the NFL in general. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. There are only 2 teams left in the NFL that are undefeated after the Seahawks suffered their first loss of the season in Monday Night Football. The Lions took them down 42-29. So the Chiefs and Vikings are your only two undefeated teams. The other game last night, the Titans beating the Dolphins 31-12. Speaking of the Dolphins, when they come to Foxborough on Sunday, Tom Brady will not be in attendance. Curtis called this yesterday. Brady will have the Niners-Cardinals game at 4:05 with his team, and the Pats will welcome Chris Myers, Mark Sanchez, and Christina Pink to call theirs. A lot of confusion going on in the world of the Boston Bruins. At a preseason news conference yesterday, team president Cam Neely said he believes Jeremy Swayman wants to play in Boston, but that it's unfortunate a deal isn't done yet. He went on to say this.
Well, I don't want to get into the weeds with what his ask is, but I know that I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
So 64 million is clearly the number that Neely wanted to get out there. Swayman's agent, Lewis Gross, then took to Instagram to say, "Normally, I don't not release statements or discuss negotiations through the media. However, in this case, I feel I need to defend my client." At today's press conference, $64 million was referenced. That was the first time that number was discussed with our negotiations. Prior to the press conference, no offer was made reaching that level. "We are extremely disappointed. This was not fair to Jeremy. We will take a few days to discuss where we go from here." And Curtis loves this one because Chris Sale is out.
Darn it.
Braves manager Brian Snicker told reporters that he does not expect Sale, who was scratched yesterday with back spasms, to pitch in their wild card series against San Diego.
You know, what on the guy was probably going to be the Cy Young winner.
Yep.
It will be.
Will be the Cy Young winner. And now he's not available for them when it comes to the wild card series?
Yep. Like back spasms.
I mean, okay. I think we've seen this film before, have we not?
Right, I mean, Taylor Swift's lyric.
Schilling is kind of, you know, persona non grata, but he'd get shot up to high heavens to pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the sad news in baseball this morning, Pete Rose died at the age of 83 yesterday. You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees. Cloudy skies. Afternoon high of 66.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, that was Don Sweeney yesterday with an explanation on why they removed any, as Curtis would say or was saying earlier, any leverage that they might have had with Jeremy Swayman by trading Linus Ullmark before they got a deal done with Jeremy Swayman. I guess the explanation, Curtis, is that they both wanted to play 55 games, and so that was going to be impossible here going forward.
Well, of course. I mean, I think everybody agreed with the decision, or at least speaking for myself, I agree completely that you choose Swayman over Linus. And I just think that there is a component on the human side that Neely and Sweeney whiffed on, which was how personally Swayman took the arbitration. We talked about it at length last summer, Greg, when the team and Swayman clearly had created a dumpster fire when negotiating against their future goaltender. And so you sit here now, and the reason Cam Neely is doing what he did yesterday is because he doesn't have any leverage now. So he's doing the work of the organization by getting the fan base to rip the goalie to get back on the ice.
We disagree about this. I think what Cam Neely is doing yesterday is giving an explanation to the fans and allowing you inside what's been going on when you're dealing, in my opinion, with an agent who is sketchy and is willing to say and do anything to get his client $10-11 million a year deal. And so
agent currently has over $250 million in contracts in the NHL. So he is an incredibly talented and popular guy for NHL players.
I don't think Neely's stupid enough to give a number when he knows the agent's going to come out and say, you know, that this is the first I'm hearing of it. Unless there's actually been talks behind the scenes, I don't think Neely gets up there in front of the media and just says that. I also think that while I don't believe them that they don't regret the way in which they've handled the Linus and Swayman situation, I believe the organization over the player at this point, because the organization's the one that's been the bad guy throughout this entire offseason. All shots have been towards them that they can't get a deal done. So at a certain point, if you're Cam Neely, you're sitting up there, you're frustrated, you're like, hey, I have 64 million reasons why I'd play. I don't know what his issue is.
Yeah, I think the organization was stung by this very same thing when it came to Bobby Orr. And that's probably in the back of their minds, where you have an agent who's not necessarily informing his client about everything that the Bruins are offering.
I just think it's an organization that missed the market, that's sitting here on the eve of the season, and Neely doesn't have the goalie that he thought he would have locked up for the rest of the year, for the rest of his career. And so what you do is you try and curry public favor to pressure the player to get back on the ice.
It's freaking working. Look at the Twitch right now. If Swayman doesn't take 8 to 8.5, F him. Go get it somewhere else. Like, I mean, it's working. So,
right. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. He's playing the media, because fans will always side against the player, because they'll say, I'd play for $10 million. What's this bum? When it's like, well, I don't want Jeremy Jacobs to have another yacht. Like, why do I care about him keeping money? I'd rather the players have it. And Swayman is betting on himself. And you know what, if I were the organization? Here's a chance to, you know how they reclaim the leverage, Greg? They play whoever the backup goalie is. They get him a net, and they start out 3-0 with a couple shutouts. Well, and then Swayman's got to get back to them.
It seems like there is some confidence when it comes to Korpisalo or whoever their goaltender is going to be, that goalie Bob can coach him up or whatever. And for whatever the reason, they're not willing to go. It doesn't seem like they're not willing to go to $9 million a year with Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman seems locked in on an 8-year deal. I understand that $8 million now is not worth, you know, the $8 million in 5 years. It's not worth it in 6, 7, or 8. I understand that, but I also, you don't know what a goaltender is going to be year to year, never mind what a goaltender is going to be in 5, 6, or 7
years. But here's the issue, though. Like, last year, they had the leverage, and they stuck it to him. They used all their leverage against Swayman. So why is he wrong to use his leverage against them?
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, it's a negotiation. I don't think either side is wrong.
But you do have more. Like, I am more angry at the organization. You seem to be more angry at the agent, and by extension, the player, for not agreeing to this deal that's on the table.
I think the Bruins are acting in this case in good faith. I think that the agent went out of his way to whisper to the Spit and Chicklets guys that Don Sweeney hadn't, you know, called them on the phone. I think that was BS. I think that, and maybe it was the agent telling Jeremy Swayman that Don Sweeney wasn't calling, and Jeremy Swayman whispering it to Ryan Whitney, however it happened.
But whispering to Raycroft when he was telling us all summer, it's going to get done, it's going to get done? The organization was basically telling everybody, it's going to get done. So they're also whispering that.
Because I think they thought it would get done at $8 million.
Their terms.
Yeah. But clearly Swayman knows that he can get more than that elsewhere. And so he's telling them, like, no, I can get more than that elsewhere. So you're going to have to pay me or trade me, because somebody else is going to pay me that. I think it's totally fair that he does that. Like, he knows his market value. That's the issue here, is they allowed him to get to this point. A contract should have been done the middle of last season. Instead, they waited, allowed him to get to this point, allowed him to contact other teams and see what his actual value is. It's that classic Belichick thing. Belichick knew what players' value was, so he'd let them go out the market, find out for themselves, and then come back and get them at the value that he wanted. However, in this case, the Bruins have done that, and now Swayman knows he's worth a hell of a lot more than what they're offered.
And then he wouldn't give anybody a title unless it was their son, Steven, and then he paid him $3 million to be the defensive coordinator.
802 text. The whole thing is that Jeremy Swayman is not a top five goaltender, but he wants top five goaltender money right now.
Yeah, he's betting on his future rather than currently where he's at. That's what players do, especially when they know their market. That's what I mean. That's what NFL receivers do. That's what every sports athlete does. Like, Shohei Ohtani signed that $700 million contract. They knew full well he wasn't going to pitch right away, but that didn't matter. He knew he would eventually pitch, so that's why he was worth it.
Okay, but Shohei Ohtani, at the time he signed that deal, was already an all-world player.
Yeah, but he wasn't worth $700 million, Greg.
And I don't know if I want to say that Shohei was betting on himself.
This is Jeff from Easton. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys, I think that the tide has changed and that the fan base really doesn't back the billionaire owners anymore over these players who are playing hard. You know, I'm sick of these billionaire owners, and I think they just need to, like, stop trying to to work our feelings.
So what would you, if you were Don Sweeney, what would you offer Jeremy Swayman?
Well, I just think Courtney hit it on the nose. It's working. Cam Neely's out there. If people come from other parts of the country and they come to Boston and think, well, is every fan here an accountant? Are they all concerned about the books? I mean, are these really fans? I mean, we should all be like the Green Bay Packers, but, you know, I'm not shelling out the money. Well, so that cheap bastard, you know, we thought Wick was one thing. Now he's cheap.
I mean, the salary cap is a real thing. I mean, Curtis denies it all the time.
NHL salary cap is 100% real. Yeah, I will never deny
hard
that.
Cap.
So you know, you're going to eat it all up with this deal. And
we've been eating it from these Bruins owners for 30 years. Come on, like, well, let's not side with them ever.
Yeah.
Guys are awful.
I would always side with the player.
You include Cam Neely in that?
Cam's representing those billionaire, they're awful. They're just terrible people. they've shown us that in the last few years. And that was my comment a few weeks back of pointing you guys, the limousine Republicans, because you're falling into it.
Yeah.
You know, I know you got to massage these guys when they come on the air, but come on. None of us really care a damn what these billionaires
anymore. Don Sweeney, who's been an everyday listener of my radio show for 30-plus years, refuses to come on. Cam Neely doesn't come on anymore.
Ruined Bergeron.
Let me tell you something. You know me very well. There's going to be an uncomfortable elevator interaction most likely today at Echelon, me and Jay Swayman. And I'm just going to do what I always do, which is stare at the floor numbers and harumph to myself. Like, I can't believe what Curtis said about you on the radio.
Why don't you just ask him straight up?
Huh?
If you're in the elevator, put it on the top floor.
I'll get a thing from the concierge. Like, please don't talk to other guests about their business interests. It'll be a whole, that'll come in email triplicate. Like, please.
How big are the bylaw books inside Echelon?
I don't know.
Greg, one thing on this, I don't know, so I'm not saying that I know the answer, but has any player spoken about this on the Bruins, about other than the perfunctory, you know?
There was like an interesting Brad Marchand comment at some point a couple weeks ago. In fact, I believe we played it during They Said.
We did.
About how these kinds of things were general. He was talking about his deal and saying that he will never talk about his deal publicly, I believe. Are you giving me thumbs up because you have that? Go ahead, play it.
I'm going to say this now and kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and, you know, I don't know where he's getting his information, but, it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. Whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between Swings and our group, but I'm going to leave it at that. I just, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it. And, we'll leave it at that.
And okay. I think that's a great answer. And it is the big dichotomy, Greg, that between the workforce and the management, we don't know how much John Henry makes, but he's very happy to tell us all what everybody else makes. You know, we don't know what Jeremy Jacobs' take home is. I'm sure he had a pretty good summer after the Celtics won a championship with all that home gate and the building he owns and he bought. But, you know, we know exactly what Swayman makes. We don't know how much the organization makes.
Yeah, but the organization also has to, and again, I don't know how I get backed into a corner on defending Jeremy Jacobs or anybody else, because that's not what my intention to do here.
It's the Seaport thing to do.
But it's, you know, during the pandemic, they almost lost that company. And, that's the, when you own a business, you get the ups and you get the downs. So I mean, you know, I don't know that. Do you think at this point that Cam Neely is just doing exactly what Jeremy or Charlie Jacobs wants, or do you think he's making his own decisions?
I think he's mad that the player isn't doing what he wants him to do, so he's publicly complaining about it.
This is Brandon from North Carolina. What's up, Brandon?
Good morning, everybody. First, I hate going against you, Curtis, because you're very good at defending your points. But I just got to ask this leverage thing. First, I want Swayman. Love him. He did a cameo for my birthday. Was hoping he was the Boston guy for the future. We don't know. But when we talk about leverage, we are talking about a goalie who has done well in the games he's played in. But he has not had to carry a team on his back by himself since he got into the league. So this whole getting paid at a max style deal, what type of leverage can Swayman lean on when he hasn't played a full season by himself? It's in that one point alone.
That's a very fair point, Brandon. What I'm discussing is that his market value, he believes, whether his agent's wrong, Greg, it could be, or as Scheim alludes to, there's other teams that have told him they'll pay him more than $8 a year. He is, at this stage, getting a generational contract that will set him and his family up for years to come. So he's betting on himself, and if the organization doesn't agree with his value, that's perfectly within their right, and they can make a trade. And Swayman can go get paid elsewhere. But the notion that he owes the organization anything, to me, is just laughable. Like, that he's using his rights to hold out to get the max value that he can get at this stage of his career.
Well, but they also don't owe him being the highest-paid goaltender in the NHL at the expense of other players that they might want to sign in the future here.
Of course, and this is a legitimate cap.
Greg, you're so,
what's that, Brandon?
You are so correct. And I want to say, Curtis, thank you, one. Greg, this is the first time in probably 20 years of listening to WEEI that I think I agree with Greg and Curtis at the same time.
Yeah.
So from all the way down in North Carolina, thank you
for starting
my day off.
Yeah, stay safe.
We've got some.
You have organizations that end up paying their goaltender $10+ million a year,
i.e. the Montreal Canadiens,
and they're screwed.
Right. I.e. DiPietro.
And they're screwed.
Right. It's a totally – I'm not saying that they're wrong or right in terms of whether he's going to be great in 6 years. I'm just saying that, if I were Cam Neely, I would see what we have with goalie Bob making the best out of what your backup would be, and then you can leverage back against Jeremy Swayman, because once the season starts, if he's still here and he's not playing and the team's playing well, all of the anger or the leverage he has dissipates.
And then, you have till December 1st, basically, right?
Yeah,
so you can kind of just wait this out. If you feel like if he still stands firm at, you know, a month into the season, even though your team's playing well, you still have the right to deal him. And then you can just move on from it and go forward. Or if you feel comfortable with giving him the money at that point, then you do. But it feels wrong to blame either side because I think both sides are right. Like, the Bruins have a number. They're firm on it. Jeremy Swayman knows his market value. He's firm on that. This is just, it's just negotiation. It's
That's why the agent is maybe the one in the wrong. Both sides can be right, but I think that the agent may be more in play with this than we give it.
I also don't think it's fair that Cam comes out in the public and says $64 million.
Of course they're going to say Shime.
Who went public with it first?
Right.
Ryan Whitney, technically.
Well,
I think it was Dale.
I mean, he got it from either Jeremy Swayman or from his agent.
Probably, yeah.
Actually, it was Keefe who had it first.
Yes, and Keefe said that the Bruins were willing to go up to $8 million. So Keefe even said, when Keefe had the first report, he said what Neely said yesterday, that they would go to $8 million
right.
a year.
But Ryan Whitney had Don Sweeney not making any phone calls, not engaging with them, and was trying to put egg on the face of the Bruins organization.
And that's the Bruins cherry-picking certain reports and then refuting them. Like, that you don't need to do that.
Yeah, but
why would they refute Rich's report when it was accurate?
But that's my point. Like, there are multiple reports out there, right? So not everybody is accurate. Not everybody is correct all the time. Why is you,
it's
as the organization, do you feel the need to come out in the public and say, well, I'd have 64 million reasons to get on the ice?
I think Keefe and Ryan Whitney can both be correct. I think that the Bruins could have initially offered $6.2 million. Swayman was laughing in their face saying, I want 10. Clearly, my scoop was wrong, but those two can both coexist. Like, that's why And they didn't. Don Sweeney didn't really go against Keefe's report at all. He just went against Ryan Whitney's.
Yeah, it just feels very sanctimonious to sit up there on the stand and go, I'd have 64 million reasons to get on the ice. Like, I don't think it's necessary, especially if you're actually acting in good faith with Jeremy Swayman.
Can't defend the organization? When
why do you need to? You defend the organization by giving him the contract you think he's worth.
So if you were negotiating here with Mike Thomas,
yeah,
and Mike Thomas was lying publicly about you and what your intention was and whether or not you were communicating, you wouldn't defend yourself?
I mean, sure, but like I guess I wouldn't understand. Greg, I've never had to sign a big contract. You know, I'm not a big wig like you.
You are the man on the come up.
Sure, maybe one day I'll have to sign a big contract, but not maybe a lucrative multi-year deal like Courtney.
Lucrative.
Yeah, but like I don't think either side necessarily needed to jump it. Like, I don't think Sweeney needed to jump at it in the press conference. But like, yeah, no, it's I don't know. I think it's acting in bad faith on both sides.
Coming up at 9, we will talk with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Thank you, Sean. Ty Tuesday coming up at 9. Ty Law on the current state of the New England Patriots. This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Greg. Ladies, enjoy the show.
What's up?
I'm listening to the hot topic of the goaltender.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really amazed that we've got all this big money planned for him, and yet if you see the performance in the playoffs, Stanley Cup Finals, trying to get to the finals when we needed him, hasn't been all that effective and rather embarrassing to boot. And I'm amazed though that just doesn't even get part of being into the issue. And, you know, I've said this a long time ago. I'm not blaming him directly, but whether you have him or the other goalie on this team, you're never winning a Stanley Cup with these guys. They're not of that caliber. They may have great seasons, but they're not Mr. Thomas. They're not Ken Dryden. And they're not even Jacques Plante. And they're never going to be. So
Didn't he win a playoff series last year, though, Bob?
Yeah, he did. But what I'm saying, when it did come down to the finals, what we needed, the Bruins went away quietly and embarrassing, not just because of him, not just because of the other goalies. But you got to get, you know, if they ever want to try to, like, look where we are, it's a separate issue. Look what we've allowed happen to the Patriots. This is getting to be not even watchable, and yet there's no direction of how anything's going to get fixed there.
Listen, you know? if you buy the Keefe scoop, Jeremy Swayman wants $10 million a year. There are only two other goaltenders in the NHL who are paid at that level, and that is goalie Bobrovsky, who won a cup, and Carey Price.
But correct. You have to understand the marketplace of the NHL coming out of the pandemic. The cap went down, salaries went down, revenue was way down. The new cap is going to be growing with the new TV money that's come in year over year. So $8 million and $10 million in 3 years will look much different than it does today, which is why Jeremy Swayman's agent is doing this right now. Also, I would say Cam Neely, he knows about winning a cup. What did he ever win?
Well, Curtis, his career was cut way short by injury.
His best moment was in the bathroom of Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Lord.
Oh, man.
The man was a 40-plus goal scorer several years until his career was cut short by the Ulf Samuelson.
I mean, the guy is doing the bidding of the very person that prevented him from being on a team that was going to be able to win a cup in the 80s and 90s.
This is Brian. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on the Swayman issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. We're paying quarterbacks in the league, you know, $15, $60 million, and the goalie is like your backbone of the team. Like, why can't we give him what he wants?
It's a different league. I mean,
I understand that hockey players don't make money. I understand that, but the goalie is, you have to have the goalie in order to win the game. I mean, he's just like a quarterback. You have to have the quarterback. I just think the Bruins are cheap, and hopefully, I'm a Colorado fan. Hopefully, he'll go to Colorado and win a couple more cups.
Well, do you think the Bruins cheaped out when it came to David Pasternak's deal? I don't.
No, but I mean,
I don't think you can call the organization cheap. Were they cheap for a long time when it came to Ray Bourque and others? Yes. Are they cheap now? I think it's hard to argue that.
Over the last 10 to 20 years, at least when Sweeney's been in charge, like they spend to the cap every single year.
Yes.
And as Curtis pointed out, it is a hard cap, so that matters.
And it would also matter, though, that the person who implemented the locked out season to force a cap on the players in the NHL is the owner of the Bruins and a big market team giving up the advantage that Bruins fans gave the organization for a generation because he had to even the playing field so that he would have to pay less for players. If we want to be fully historically accurate.
Please refer to him by his proper name, and that is chairman. yes. All right.
Chairperson.
We got to take a break. We'll be back with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday here at WEEI.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.